after you unite all of the titans, that titan will have genitalia. And then you can fuck the world. No.
Welcome to the third recap episode of Dr. Stone, Season 2, and Attack on Titan, the final season. I am Mitsugi. I'm joined by the very rambunctious Pancakey.
Pancakey!
Pancakey, done, eh?
Okay.
Oh, so nice. What's the hell now?
We're not doing this in Japanese. Calm
down. So, we have watched the third episode of Dr. Stone Season 2. And it was kind of an uneventful episode.
Yeah. It was kind of... I'd give it a 4 out of
4 out of 10. Out of 5?
No.
Guys,
4 out of 10.
I will say that if you're listening to this, please be warned that there will be many spoilers for Dr. Stone Season 2. And also many spoilers for Attack on Titan, the final season. So if you haven't watched those yet...
get the fuck out.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the third episode of Dr. Stone Season 2, and I think we're on...
Episode 7. Attack on Titan, or yeah. Episode 66.
Yeah, titled Assault. Also, if you enjoy these podcasts, please support the podcast. Maybe we can create more of this type of content for you over at aaapodcast.com/join or Patreon. So we do appreciate all of the love that you can give us. So Dr. Stone, we already knew that they had the plan to basically sing to the people in Tsukasa's camp and try to win them over by tricking them into thinking America was coming to save them.
Yeah. And so we get to see this plan play out a little bit in this episode. And we get another character with really bad Juvederm, worse than the prior character.
Juvederm was popular in Japan before the comet thing hit and turned everybody to stone.
Listen, Juvederm's popular all the time right now. Bitches be walking around with bad Juvederm.
Juvederm, that shit lasts. I mean, it's been 3,000 years and that crap still hasn't worn off yet.
Yeah. And
that's a good investment. I'm about to go get me some Juvederm.
Please don't. You have some major DSL if you do.
So their plan didn't really play out quite like they thought. The goal was to trick them into thinking that America was coming by having the Lillian chick, the Celine Dion pop idol girl, sing to them. And the lady doesn't believe for 1 minute that it's Lillian.
Yeah, Nikki apparently was like a super fan of Lillian back in the day. It knows her measurements, how many albums she sold, and loved her because she was butch in school and got made fun of.
That was her exact words too.
Yep.
Yeah, and I guess her music helped her get through all the tough times. So, but Senku has the last recording of Lillian. Yeah. And so Nikki, I guess, or whatever. Nikki means journal in Japanese, by the way. So that's kind of
weird. Well, Nikki is, I think, an English name. I don't think it's...
I mean, it is, but it also means journal in Japanese. So they could be using a word pun. But yeah, so she's like, I'll help you protect the last recording of Lillian.
And she's like, I'm fucking in. All I needed was one song.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show that the loyalty of Tsukasa is not very strong amongst his people.
No, I mean, all he gives them is meat and orders and rock crushing. That's about it.
How about the bravery move and the little science brave move by Kuromu?
I liked that. I liked that him and Magma just ran around like stupid idiots and screamed in a field for a good couple minutes.
So there's some like Robin Hood type character with great hearing and he's a good archer. He's got Magma again and Chrome pinned down like in this grassy area, and Chrome pulls out like some kind of a battery that gets really hot, and he lit all this like grass on fire with it and then went out screaming like the mad little crazy man that he is.
I think he just ran screaming shit over and over. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Over
shit,
and
oh, shit.
Over again.
Oh shit.
How would you say that in Japanese?
Oh shit.
That's not what he said.
It's
but
not?
No. But him and Magma were running around, and Gen got away so he could So get back to Senku and help trick Nikki. And it works for a little bit. Then she figures out it was definitely not Jillian. Or was that her name? Jillian?
Lillian.
And she turns over, and that was basically the episode. Not a whole lot happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a disappointment a little bit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the only other real thing that happened in the episode was that we saw the device they were using to talk. And there's literally like a cable buried under the ground.
No, it doesn't connect them. They're connected through the little towers that they have, the antennas.
There might be an antenna, but there's still a cable attached to that little microphone thing in the ground that must be connecting to the antenna.
Yes.
But that means they fucking buried a wire under the ground.
Yeah, they did it last episode. Were you not paying attention?
Well, I mean, but weren't they being pursued?
Not at the beginning.
I mean, it just seems like they accomplished that awfully quickly, is my point.
They had to be quick before the archer guy came in and shot their asses.
Anyway, I think in this case, I was happy. It wasn't a great episode of Dr. Stone. The last episode was a lot better.
Yeah, this episode was just kind of like, I don't know, it just didn't move a whole lot. I mean, we got introduced to another character, but it just was a 4 out of 10.
I think the good stuff is coming. You know, because the opening, which the opening song is still really good, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The opening song is, I don't know.
Rakuen?
Yeah. It's grown on me. At first, I was like, eh, but now I just want to, like.
It promises a big thing. Because there's, like, Senku riding in a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all sorts of cool stuff happening, so. You know, I have a lot of hope for the season. You know, I think it's moving pretty slowly. I think it's probably going to end up being like a full. I hope it's a full length season.
I think it is because the last season was 24 episodes.
I'm going to check here to see.
It is a shonen. Not many shonens only have 12 episode seasons.
Also, Dr. Stone ranking check. It's still ranked only number 7 of the season.
I thought it was 8 last week.
It could be moving up.
Climbing the ranks, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what would you give this episode?
This season of Dr. Stone is only 11 episodes, according to my anime list.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what it says. Look, right here.
Maybe that's all that's been announced so far.
Maybe. That's a weird number.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
It's not fucking Noitamina. Honestly, out of 10, I probably would have given it like a 5. I mean, I didn't think it was that good.
Damn.
Well, you gave it a 4.
Yeah, I mean, you're a little bit more positive than I am.
Well, that's kind of usually the case. I'm like a pancake covered in maple syrup with
no,
whipped cream.
Not.
And you're like an angry pancake.
No.
And someone put like cayenne pepper in.
Shut the fuck up. No, you're a bag of dog shit that's been lit on fire and set on someone's porch.
It's that dang poop again.
What?
First to go. Don't put it out with your boots, Chad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't tell me about my business, devil woman. He called the shit poop.
What?
You never seen Billy Madison?
I've seen it, but I don't know it by heart.
Norm MacDonald and Adam Sandler get drunk, and they like light the dog shit on fire and put it on the old man's doorstep.
I remember that, but I don't remember the quote.
He puts it out with his face like, rah, rah. It's that dang poop again. Don't put it out with your boots, Chad. Don't tell me about my business, devil woman. You know, back when Adam Sandler was good, you know, like 100 years ago. Anyway, so moving on to more important things. Attack on Titan continues to be the best show on TV. And
do you think Attack on Titan is going to pass Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood?
I mean, it's about to.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Attack on Titan is a 9.2 on MAL.
It's fucking good.
And it's and Brotherhood has a 9.1. So
9.21.
Yeah, 9.21. So I have to assume. So it's 1/100th of a point.
So right now it's just a race to see whose dick is bigger.
Yeah, I mean, Titan's dick is way bigger, even though we know Titans don't have dicks. But like after this last episode, after everybody watches it and catches up. I mean, because this episode, like, it just keeps bringing the heat. You know, it's just, first of all, the title of the episode was called Assault, which, I mean, how much better can it get of a title than that?
What was the synopsis for the episode?
Aaron goes around swinging his big dick and fucking everybody in the face with it.
No, he literally fucks somebody in the face. Like, no, he fucks two people in the face in this episode.
I don't know what the episode synopsis was.
Oh.
Do we need an episode synopsis?
No, I mean, we don't have to have it.
A lot of war is breaking out. I had asked the question, how in the world would the Marleyans turn the tide against Aaron and, you know, the scouts or whatever? Because it seemed like the odds were insurmountable. And I'll say I was surprised, but it probably only took about 2 minutes of this episode for the tide to turn.
Yep.
Because the...
machine guns.
Because of machine guns, pretty much. Like, the Monkey Titan shows up right away.
Starts throwing his rock baseballs.
Yeah, and the Cart Titan shows up.
With people, like... It had, like, this thing on its back, like a saddle.
It was a pillbox.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, it's like a pillbox.
Well,
it's
had, like, three of them. Three or four of them. And it had people on the inside. And they're shooting the Eldians and just fucking killing them.
Yeah, and like World War II or whatever, they would have, like, a pillbox is like an armored structure that has machine guns in it that you could just fire at people at from behind cover.
So this is like a mobile pillbox.
I told you, they're flying around with their little gear. Look at me, I'm like Spider-Man. And like, I'm sorry, they're firing 1,000 rounds a minute. You will be hit by these fucking machine guns.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Well, Sasha fucking gets one right between the eyes and then the whole fucking thing gets blown up.
So yeah, Sasha snipes someone from inside the pillbox. You made it sound like Sasha got shot.
Oh, I did? Yeah, no. Sasha fucking nukes them.
Yeah, it's a pretty good episode, you know. But the tide didn't turn for long, you know, to be honest. Because they got the ships out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Armin took care of that.
Well, hold on. I'm confused. Because I really thought Armin was the guy that put them in the hole, the Jaw Titan and the Carrying Titan.
Well, he might have been, but like they have maneuver gear and stuff. They can move awfully quickly.
Because he was out on the boats. I just don't know how he got from putting them in the hole onto the boat. So maybe I'm fucked up and I don't know what I'm talking about, but well, I really thought he was the one that put them in the hole.
That was like two episodes ago when that happened, so... I mean, you gotta figure, even if the time in the episodes is 1-to-1, mm-hmm. It's still 40 minutes.
I don't even think it's 1-to-1. I think this is all happening. I think everything we saw in the episode was probably like 10 or 15 minutes of their time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how he got out there real quick. I don't know how they buried a megaphone and a wire in Dr. Stone, but...
You literally watched them fucking bury that megaphone in the wire.
Well, someone's not very observant.
You. It would be you that's not very observant.
No, I'm talking about Tsukasa, his fucking army.
Yeah, he's big. His army, they should just have big t-shirts or like booty shorts that say big dumbs.
I'm fucking retarded, basically. Yeah, I mean, it's... The tide turned awfully fast because the Cart Titan's fucking useless. So, you know, he got his day fucked up real bad by... was it the Attack Titan that did that? No. Someone did it. Sliced them all up, knocked them off the top of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Piek or whatever the hell her name is, she's all fucked up.
Does she look like a meth head to you?
I mean, now she looks like a bloody fucking corpse.
But did she look like she was doing like a lot of hard drugs?
Maybe.
Like as a person?
Maybe.
Do you think that's how she copes?
Probably. And the Jaw Titan proved to be a better hand-to-hand combat fighter than we thought. Because he was toe-to-toe with
Aaron.
With Aaron for a minute there.
Except for he done fucked up and let Aaron figure out that Jaw Titan is the only thing that can break the little chrysalis that the Warhammer Titan put himself in.
Well, first he got fucked up because Levi chopped his legs off.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. Baby boy Levi. Oh my gosh. Levi fucking attacked Zeke.
He got his revenge.
He did. And he had his crazy eyes. It was great.
So, yeah, I mean, they let Zeke get away in season 3. And I couldn't help but notice that Levi immediately pulled out like a thing of C4 and like dropped it right into the fucking back of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke is fucked up. Is he dead?
I don't think he's dead.
I mean, did they ever fucking die?
The Warhammer Titan definitely got smooshed and slurped up. By
fucking
Aaron,
finally.
By Aaron, like a Kool-Aid jammer or some shit.
And one of the coolest scenes of and probably the whole series, Aaron put the chrysalis from the, again, worthless Warhammer Titan. Why would you even want that power?
Well,
hi, now I'm yours. You can just crush me in wherever you want because I'm a fucking... It's so stupid.
Yeah, but if he gets the Jaw Titan power too, then he'd be unstoppable.
I just don't know why you'd want to imprison yourself in a fucking thing of crystal. It's the dumbest power ever. Anyway, so he puts the crystal in the Jaw Titan, the legless, armless Jaw Titan, and crushes the chrysalis in the Jaw Titan's fucking face and his jaws and drinks that motherfucker.
Yeah, he slurps that shit up like a Kool-Aid jammer. To the point that it's like a flat Kool-Aid jammer.
Kool-Aid jammer.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
No. Are you talking about Capri Sun?
No, they're Kool-Aid jammers. Look it up.
Capri Suns are the ones you drink and they get really flat when you're done with them.
Yeah, I think Kool-Aid jammers are the same thing.
Did you ever drink Hugs?
Are those like the ones that look like barrels?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have like a distinct memory of sitting out by the pool and like everybody mixing their fucking... Are those called Hugs? Yeah.
Yeah,
mixing
they're called Hugs.
Yeah. So you sit around and everybody's like mixing the colors of the Hugs because they all really taste the same.
Do they really?
Yeah. They all taste the same. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
But I think everybody from like the 90s has a memory where they sat around with their friends and just mixed the colors.
Well, these only have 1 gram of sugar per bottle, which means we got to buy some. And they have fruit punch, red, blue raspberry, kiwi, strawberry, and grape.
Apparently
they're not all the same.
Can we get adult size Hugs? Look at the big Hugs.
Oh, they got big ones.
I could take
they're
that to the
big
gym.
They're called big Hugs, yeah. They're cheap. $4 for 12 or for 20.
Where do you even buy those?
I bought the grocery store. Anyway.
Anyway.
So we'll get some this weekend. But anyway, you know, it's like, it's almost as if Aaron is going to unite all of the Titans into one person, because that's probably what's going to happen. I know how the show's going to end. I figured it out.
Okay, tell me. How's the show going to end?
The show is going to end with Aaron unifying all the Titans in himself.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be this dramatic scene where he has to eat Armin. And it's going to be really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then he will suicide, so all the Titans are gone. That's how the fucking show's going to end.
Or...
Guarantee it. Book it now. I called it.
No. After you unite all of the Titans, that Titan will have genitalia. And then you can fuck the world.
You will have nuts with which to floss.
What?
Floss these nuts.
What does that even mean?
When you're done gargling the dick, you could floss the nuts.
Whoa, I thought we weren't going to gargle dicks anymore on this show.
I can do what I want. Anyway, that's my prediction. I called it. No, mark it here. 16 or so minutes. Mitsuki predicts the end of Attack on Titan. So, but then at the end of the episode, so you have, all right, Titan status.
Okay.
Aaron has the Attack Titan. He has the Founding Titan. He has...
The Warhammer Titan.
The Warhammer Titan now inside of himself. What's her fucking name? Bitch lady?
Bitch lady?
Angry bitch?
Fuck. Who gives a fuck?
The female Titan who did nothing. She's like in a fucking prison somewhere.
Muscle naked Titan woman.
Muscle naked Titan woman's in a prison somewhere. Colossal Titan's out in the ocean fucking people's day up.
No. Not anymore.
Well, he's on a dirigible now. Cart Titan is like all dead and shit because he sucks. Monkey Titan's all dead and shit because he was never really that useful.
I hate his design. Why are his arms so fucking long and his legs so fucking short?
So he can throw things. But like when you get real close to him, he can't do anything to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's two more. Jaw Titan, he's all fucking dead and his day's fucked up. So all the Titans from the other side are all fucked up. And then at the end of the episode comes Bitch Face Reiner.
Ugh.
Again.
He was just, okay, he was having a little, like, get out the littlest violin you could ever find and play it for Reiner, because he's down inside.
Moping around.
In the basement, and it looks as if he has been shoved into a rectum, because that's what I imagine the inside of a rectum to look like, trying to die. complaining about his life, and then these two fucking kids, Falco and what's her fucking name, are yelling for Reiner, and he's like, oh, just let me die. I'm such a big baby. Me, me, me. And then he fucking busts out of the basement and fucking attacks Aaron. It's just...
I gotta be honest. Reiner is not... He has no chance. I mean, it's Aaron who beat Reiner before.
Like multiple times.
And that was before Aaron was fucking training for all this, and now has another Titan in him. So, and all of the scouts are all around, and they have better projectile explosives with which to penetrate the armor and just fuck your day up with, like...
Reiner,
he's like the whipping boy. He's Reiner, like, he's such a fucking loser.
Go back to your basement, get inside the rectum, and die. Please and thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, here's you know...
Here's go, the door. Here's, see yourself
here's
the whip, out.
Go whip yourself. We're tired of doing it. They better fucking kill him this time.
If he doesn't fucking die, I will riot.
Because there are so many fucking times that he's almost died in this show now. It's like 3 or 4 times. He's like a cat. You just can't kill him. I don't know. Reiner. But that's what's going to happen. He's going to eat Reiner. Then he's going to eat the McCarta. Then he's going to eat the... He's got them all right there. They're all dead. He just has to walk around like he's... You know, the Monkey Titan will love this. He's like, he's playing baseball because he fucking loves baseball. You're just going to walk from
base to base.
Fucked up corpse to corpse, eating them, and then all you have left is Armin. But I don't think it'll be that easy because in that scenario, you could pretty much wrap the show up in like a couple episodes, and we know that's not going to happen.
Are we getting 24 episodes for this or 12?
I think it's going to be pretty long. And someone I heard say it might get a movie.
Well, if they have a movie, we'll cover the movie too.
This is ridiculous. Mao has it at 16.
I don't think that's
these fucking episodes.
Is it just the ones that have been announced so far?
I don't know.
Please look that up. Please look into that.
I'll look on a different website.
Anyway,
what would you rate this episode of Attack on Titan?
So far for Attack on Titan, all of the episodes have been like a 9 or a 10 for me. Mm-hmm. This one was definitely a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Because the action was so good. And seeing Armin turn into that fucking colossal Titan and just seeing how those ships like get blasted out of the water and they're sticking out of the ground like fucking buildings is insane.
I'd probably give it like a 9. I think it was about as good as the last one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was slightly better.
Oh, it's listed for 16 episodes.
Why?
It will have just 16 episodes across 2 discs.
Huh.
That's bizarre.
That's really bizarre. Yeah. And why does Dr. Stone have freaking, what was it, 11? Is it because of COVID?
I don't know.
Weird. Anyway.
We'll have to see. You know, I'm not really sure how many episodes Dr. Stone season 2 has, but I have now seen most of the big sequels for the season.
What are your top 3?
I don't know. It's like compared to Attack on Titan, every other show is just not worth watching.
Well, I mean
it's like ridiculous almost. Like the slime anime is so fucking boring and just pitiful compared to Titan. I mean, it's almost like nothing happens in that show.
I mean, I guess that's why they call it Attack on Titan. I mean, it's just Titan sized in every way.
It's like ridiculous. If you're not watching Attack on Titan this season, like honest to God, like
I don't understand. I don't think you like actually watch anime.
Lillian had a great ass. Look at that.
I told you, every single character in fucking Dr. Stone has great asses.
Even the dudes. Wow.
I'm sure Magma's got like a built ass.
I mean, that's a pretty revealing dress she has on. I swear to God, she's supposed to be like Celine Dion or something.
I mean, she sings like her. Oh, we got some English in this episode.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
They were talking like...
I am from America.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from America. America, come save you. It was great. I love English.
I'm wondering if Attack on Titan, the final season's on IMDb, because it has to be like...
Would it be?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Of course. IMDb has all the stuff on it too.
Really?
I'm just trying. It has all the anime on it. I'm just trying to see I was just kind of curious, like, what kind of a score would happen here?
Dude, Attack on Titan, the first season, came out in 2013.
Yeah.
I wasn't even graduated from high school yet.
They've been fucking playing games with us. Oh, look at this. So, on IMDb, the Attack on Titan episodes, they're all like at a 9 or higher, but the really latest one's got a 10.
I told you. The latest episode was a 10 out of 10.
And there's an episode description for the next one. You want me to read it?
No, I know it comes out on Sunday, but we always watch it on Thursday, so I don't want it to be ruined. I want to go in fresh. Fresh and clean, bitch.
Okay. Well, we already know that Reiner is going to get his fucking day fucked up.
Oh, I hope so. What do you think are going to happen to the kids?
I don't know. I hope they all die.
Really?
Who gives a fuck? They're soldiers. They signed up for it.
Yeah, but they're Eldians too.
So is Reiner. They're all Eldians. It's nothing but Eldians killing each other right now.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
They're fucking dumb.
So we haven't gotten very many questions answered. They kept on talking about like that central point all the Titans are drawn to. Do you think we're ever going to get any answers on that? Or are they just going to leave us hanging?
It's fucking Eren. Bum be dum be de dun 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 dun. Then he's going to kill himself. Dun 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 dun.
I thought we said we weren't going to do this.
That's how it's going to fucking end.
Dun de dun de dun de. Go kill yourself. Stop it.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll have to see what happens next time. I'm hoping for Dr. Stone's next episode we get a little more fighting. I'm ready for the fighting.
I am too. I'm ready for a little bit more actual shit going on instead of just standing around and playing with our peepees.
Then again, Dr. Stone was never really much of a fighting show.
No. Well, it's not the type of show it is.
So, but I think we're going to get some of that.
Well, I hope so.
And Attack on Titan's just going to keep being fucking just awesome. So, guys, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. We will keep doing this. If you enjoy this episode or the other ones, you know, go tell me on the Discord so it makes me so I feel good and so that I know you're enjoying it. And don't forget to vote in our anime Oscars. There's a banner on the website, aaapodcast.com, where you can vote for the anime Oscars. So please help push that vote number up. I want to have a nice high vote total so we can have some like really, really legitimate results. And while you're there, if you love us, you can support us at aaapodcast.com/join or Patreon. And
you out of breath now?
You did a good job today. You didn't say gargling dicks or
you said gargling or, dicks.
You know, or anything worse.
I mean, I could say something worse.
Well, we don't need to do that this time.
All right.
If you want to hear something worse, you can hear Pancake watch Bible Black on our last hentai episode.
Listen, I wasn't even fazed. Do better next time.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye.
Bye.